Hello, everybody, and welcome for another special episode of this week's podcast. As you already know, my name is Chris. Today is going to be a really absolutely special episode. We got four of us here.
What's up?
Maybe even five. But we have a recurring guest, Michael.
How's it going?
Hello, Michael. As you already know, Michael is the CEO of Myconoid LLC. then we have Dylan over here.
Yeah.
Fan favorite Dylan.
Yes.
And we have a new member or a new guest. We have a new guest on for this week's episode, folks. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, everybody. My name's Randy.
Randy.
I'm an entity.
Yeah, I guess you could say Randy's
reincarnated.
No, shut up, Dylan. Randy is a character. He is a friend of us. We've known him for a few years now, and he's expressed interest in being on the podcast. And Randy is a pretty funny guy, and he does include some pretty good commentary. So,
yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Who else do we have on the podcast?
And maybe Crystal's going to be chiming in a bit here. You okay?
Yeah. I'm cringing so hard I can't see anymore.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible.
Well, that's a good sign of things to come.
Yeah, definitely. But, this week's episode, we're going to kind of dip a little bit on our own personal interests. We're going to be talking about media. Or, just the stuff we grew up with, stuff we like. Dylan.
What's up?
You're like one of the only few people I know in this day and age that actually likes Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
What do you think? Why do you like Star Wars so much, man?
I don't know. It's just childhood memories. I remember watching it like 1 or 2 in the morning when it used to come out on Spike.
Spike?
Yeah, it was a little channel on DirecTV.
The movies?
Do y'all remember
Spike?
Yeah,
the movies, the full film.
No,
you watch Spike at night, too, on the special channels.
The special, yeah.
Whatever that means.
No, I didn't.
There was that channel that had 1,000 Ways to Die and all that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You never seen Spike TV?
That's crazy. I've never seen Spike.
Spike TV was the shit back then.
Spike was used to stare at a wall.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, they got rid of Spike TV.
Yeah, they got rid of it. I mean, it's on, I think it's on, what's that one channel? It's not Freevee. Pluto, it's on Pluto TV.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a channel on Pluto TV. But honestly, I don't even know what they show on there. I don't watch Pluto TV.
Did you ever watch G4, Dylan?
G4,
yeah.
What is that channel?
That was all the video game. They had all the video games news about it. They had video game news, and they had the original Japanese episodes of Ninja Warrior.
No,
before they got rid of that, and they showed Ninja Warrior America or whatever.
Is this news to me?
Never seen. Oh my god, G4 was.
It was just a gaming channel.
G4 was the shit. They brought back G4 like recently, or they tried to, and and they had to get rid of it.
No, G4 was interesting. I never really saw it growing up. I mean, when we went to AT&T, we had G4 for a bit, but honestly, I never really liked it, to be honest.
Have you ever paid for those channels, those special late-night channels?
No. Well, we had HBO.
Oh.
Or we had, Showtime, and I think it kind of showed that stuff, but then my dad put, a parental lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never saw it.
Yeah. We had, it was an add-on. Yeah.
It was an add-on for y'all?
Yeah.
No. Did you all ever?
No.
You never did?
No. I wasn't going to add that to the account. I was, like 12.
Freaking... Well, Dylan, what was your favorite Star Wars movie out of all of them?
Probably the third one, the Revenge of the Sith.
Oh. Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah,
that one's a good one. That one's a really good one. I think that was actually my feel-good movie for a while.
Yeah, the iconic duel between Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, you were talking about episode 3, and I was thinking of episode 6.
No.
3.
Oh, no.
Revenge of the Sith.
Episode 6 with the Ewoks.
I liked episode 6. I like the OG ones.
My dad hates episode 6. I'm like, why do you hate it? He's like, because the fucking Ewoks, man.
He's like,
these fucking little freaks fucking kill the Empire.
Oh,
he's like, this
gosh.
Fucking
stupid. I think the only reason people liked episode 6 was because Princess Leia.
Slave outfit with Jabba the Hutt.
Oh yeah, then they messed with people with Boba Fett because I was like, he was supposed to be like a major character in that movie, or they were like hyping him up, and he just like
died in the first like
the first part act.
He didn't
died
die
in the first act.
He didn't die. He just fell into the starlight.
He died in the first act. As far
well,
as people,
he's back
as far
now,
as people were concerned,
now.
As far
I guess
as people,
they brought him back for other. I'm not.
As far
I'm
as people were concerned, in 1983, he fucking died.
Okay.
Yeah. The comics were the ones that were like.
There was a show apparently that like talked about him coming back or something.
Yeah,
he
had a whole show of like after all that stuff.
No, it was another show. They mentioned him coming back. It was like a skit. Part in the show. I don't know what it's called.
What show are
you
talking
about? The Robot Chicken Star Wars special?
No.
Where he crawls out and he's like a dude, bro. Oh, my bad. I crushed
it. I also go to the Robot Chicken stuff.
Probably that one, too.
Did y'all ever watch Robot Chicken?
Yeah, of course.
Fucking Star Wars specials are like still like the best like Star Wars media ever.
I remember like actually
I don't know Family Guy Star Wars
I have
dude.
Those on DVD
I have
the Family Guy
have
the
New Hope
I think the first one was
A New Hope was the second
one
right
the first Family Guy one was
the
best one but
the
all three Star all
not
three
the prequels the sequels
my bad
no original what am I saying
that you have
the original
so you have this I'm talking about the Family Guy DVDs.
Yeah, I have the New Hope Family Guy one.
That's the first one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. I didn't watch it. I don't have it on DVD. I have, like, the second episode and the third one. Yeah, those were fun.
Did y'all hear about, I don't know if this is true as a meme, but apparently a porn star, whenever the Alkalite came out, she's like, I've started better better Star Wars films than,
what?
Than this.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe whatever she starred in was probably way better than the Acolyte.
I've never seen the Acolyte before. But
hardcore Star Wars fans are saying that it's bad.
That sounds disappointing.
We're saying that it was really really bad.
Is there any current like good Star Wars media out? Like,
I mean, I liked the Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian
was good, but I've always seen the first season.
That's all you need to watch.
The Book of Boba Fett.
The first and second season are the only ones you need to watch because fucking season three is fucking awful.
You have a season three now?
Yeah. Season three came out when Book of Boba Fett came out, but Book of Boba Fett fucking sucks ass. And then there's like two episodes of Book of Boba Fett, which are basically Mandalorian season 2.5. So you gotta watch Boba Fett. And then, before you watch Mandalorian Season 3, you're not going to know what the fuck is happening.
It just sounds like there's just too much right now.
It is too much.
Because there's also the...
They're just spitting out a bunch of...
There's the Obi-Wan show, too.
God, that was fucking awful.
Yeah, they kind of ruined
it. Was it really bad?
It was bad.
Oh,
it was bad.
Man.
It was so bad.
Yeah, honestly, like my whole idea with Star Wars nowadays, it's just too much.
Yeah.
There's too many TV shows. There's just... The movies aren't
it's an oversaturation of the market.
Yeah, they're just throwing it out there.
There's too many shows, and then if you want to watch a show, you got to watch like two other shows to get that show. And then if you watch that show, it's going to have two episodes of the last show you watch, and then it's just a fucking confusing, muddled mess.
It's just too much.
This is going to be a one long Lego game, bro.
I know that they should just make a Lego series that has all six Star Wars episodes. In one game.
They do.
The more recent one.
Yeah. The Skywalker saga or something?
I remember Michael.
The complete saga was the best one.
Yeah, that
was
OG.
That looks like a good game.
That was the good old, the good old days.
You had that on the PSP?
Dude. Yeah.
I had it on the 360.
Yeah, me too.
The good old days of the 360 when you could fucking play the whole level as a gonk droid.
Man, y'all know the Xbox 360 just went offline, right?
No, not the 360 itself. The store.
Yeah, the store.
Oh, the online store went offline.
So you can still play online?
Yeah, I think so. Right?
I think so. But the marketplace
the
went offline.
Oh, that sucks.
A piece of history, boys. You guys remember your Xbox avatar?
I never had an Xbox.
Yeah.
You never had an Xbox?
No,
are you serious?
Did.
What is wrong with you?
My dad never bought me one.
What'd you have?
I had a Wii.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no.
I had a Wii, a PSP, and
get
a
out of here. Get out of here.
I didn't get a console until I was like probably 12 or 13.
Well, I had a GameCube too.
PS4.
I had a GameCube.
GameCube?
You had a GameCube? some bullshit.
I had a GameCube and I had three PSPs. One of them still works to this day. And I have that one Solid Snake game. I showed you.
The Twin Snakes?
It wasn't Twin Snakes. It was like the one that came out. It was like came out like around 2011, 2012 for the
PSP.
Peace Walker?
It was Peace Walker, yeah.
That's for PSP.
Yeah. Well, it's on PS3 as well.
The HD remaster is for PS3. Yeah.
Yeah, I have it, and still in the case, it has it still sealed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Probably worth something.
It's
now.
Worth $20. That's
all it's worth. It's not bad, I guess.
Dude, I like Metal Gear Rising. I played a bit.
That's such a normie tier title.
I played
now.
Metal Gear Portable Ops.
Nah, man.
I played 3. I played 4. I played 2. I watched my brother play and beat 1. And I played and beat Phantom Pain. Mm-hmm. I still haven't played Peace Walker. But I pretty much played all of them.
Man. No, I still haven't really played too much Metal Gear. I played 3.
Oh, dude, play it. That's like... You'll never get as good of a video game as Metal
Gear. Aren't they remastering Metal Gear 3?
Yeah, they're remastering 3.
Good. Yeah, they're remastering it. But
and then you gotta play Death Stranding.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Norman Reedus and the Funky Fetus.
I was gonna say, though, but going back into Star Wars, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? What do you think they could do to save it?
Bro, remaster the old Battlefront games for the PSP. Those were good.
They already remastered.
I was talking about the series, the movie series.
Yeah, they did.
They came out with new Battlefronts, but they didn't remaster those.
They brought them back. They brought Battlefront on Steam.
Which one? Just the original Battlefront. I'm talking about the PSP version. There's two of them. There's Renegade Squadron and there's Elite Squadron.
What? No, those aren't Battlefront.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the actual Battlefront though. Star Wars Battlefront and Battlefront 2. Those are on Steam. You can get those on Steam for like $7.
Yeah, I know, but you can actually buy them on PlayStation now. I think they brought them to PlayStation.
You can.
Renegade Squadron.
You can buy
not those, not those. Just the other ones, the original Battlefront.
Yeah. I think they're on the Switch as well.
Yeah, they did. They brought those. They brought back those, and you can buy. Fucking Republic Commando.
That's right.
I was gonna bring up Republic.
I think they were gonna remaster Republic Commando, but they didn't, right?
No, they just re-released it on.
You know what they got to do to save Star Wars?
What?
Stop making them. Fucking stop! Just stop making. Star
I heard they're
Wars
gonna make
stuff.
More, right?
Yeah, what, they're movies? Making a new movie coming out. I think it's coming out like in a couple of years.
God
ago.
Damn it!
Yeah. So I'm like, what do you expect?
Are they doing this
like,
just to like add more value to Disney Plus or?
Probably.
They're probably doing.
They're most
that, yeah.
likely doing that because
so they can
all
raise
the shows
the price again.
They're gonna make a new trilogy, so they're like, oh, we got a new line of characters to make shows for Disney Plus, so people can get more Disney Plus subscriptions because we need those Disney Plus subscriptions. But nobody wants to buy Disney Plus anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. It is pricey. Well, now they're starting to bundle it with HBO Max and Hulu. It's just, I mean, it's turning into cable now, pretty
just,
much.
Just,
yeah,
it's
the modern cable now.
Yeah.
Just buy, also they're having ads now.
On Disney? Well, you have to pay extra.
And every streaming platform, they're putting ads, so it's just like, what's the point of having cable? Or what's the point of having streaming services? I bought streaming services so I don't have to worry about ads on my fucking shit. But now they're just turning it into cable.
I mean, I guess
pirate?
Yeah.
Moral of the story, pirate your media.
Yeah, piracy is like the best thing you can do.
Pirate your video games, pirate your anime, pirate your, especially pirate your anime. Pirate your fucking, your shows, pirate all your Disney shows, everybody. This is a message to all the Entitles fans. Just learn how to pirate and torrent your media.
That's the best thing you can do. Like, we're not, I mean, I don't know, should we even go out and promote it like that? I mean, that's technically illegal.
Yes. No, it's not. Piracy's not illegal.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
No.
Yeah, go ahead and pirate your shit.
Pirate your media!
I used to pirate songs in freaking middle school.
Sail the high seas, boys.
You remember those videos back then? You wouldn't steal a car? No,
yeah.
You wouldn't download a car?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that stuff on the DVD covers.
Yeah.
On the DVDs, yeah.
They made an episode. They made a whole episode of South Park about pirating media. They're like, these musicians and celebrities can only live a life of semi-luxury instead of full luxury if you pirate their stuff. He's like, oh, fuck. He's like, what rapper was it? He's like, he was going to buy three private islands for his son, for his 7-year-old son. He's like, but now he can only buy 2 private islands.
Lars is going to come to my house and kick my ass.
He's Lars?
Freaking the dude from Metallica. Because Metallica are like...
Fuck Metallica.
Dude, Metallica is assholes when it comes
fuck
to pirating.
Fuck Metallica.
Yeah, dude, my dad... I mean, I probably talked about this, but my dad went on tour with them when my dad was working with the law office and he was issuing out subpoenas.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's crazy. Metallica had to... get that shit involved because they were against piracy and all that. And I'm like, how do you want people to listen to your music? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes these services aren't available to, like, in other countries, you know?
Piracy. That's imprisoning me. Damn. All that I see. Empty bank accounts.
By the way, we're all drinking in this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're probably going to get very loud by the end of this, depending on how much we drink. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have ourselves, Randy's popping himself.
I'm popping myself a nice semi-cold can of Sapporo.
And then we have Twisted Teas and Michelob Ultras. This is, I think, just like our Piss first water. Time really drinking. Yeah.
Michelob's are okay when there's nothing else to drink.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's got a smooth taste. Dylan's got himself a Dr. Pepper coconut.
Pretty good.
Coconut and cream.
You're not a drinker, Dylan?
Oh, I brought some drinks.
Yeah, he brought some, let me guess, Twisted Teas?
No, the Dos Equis.
Oh, hell no. He fucking called Michelob piss water, and he's like, by the way, I got Dos Equis, guys. That's fucking a lot piss better. Water. Hell no, it's Jeez. Not. Hell no, it's not. I think I'd have a better time drinking actual piss. At least it's got flavor.
There was this one drink I heard about recently. I mean, it was like a while. It was like an old drink, but it was like some Australian dude saying it, and it was like, you know, drinking American beer is like having sex on a boat, and it's like it's fucking close to water. Oh, man. But no. I mean, yeah, I mean, aside from Star Wars, I'm a huge Marvel guy.
I fucking hate Marvel, too.
Why?
Films have just gone down.
That's also oversaturated the market.
You need to watch Deadpool and Wolverine, because that is actually good. Like, Michael, you can speak on my behalf here.
What? Deadpool and Wolverine is cool because that was the last, like, Fox Studio movie that they were allowed to make because they bought that... Disney made the acquisition to buy Fox while they were making Deadpool 2.
They have Disney stuff.
And then they were like, okay, well, we'll let you guys make Deadpool 2.
Okay, without spoiling Deadpool and Wolverine, they do acknowledge that they're with Disney now.
Yeah.
But they don't give a fuck. Like, they still do a shit ton of crazy stuff in there.
Well, have you seen what Disney Plus has now on their streaming services?
Like, what do they do?
They have, like, all different sort of movies on there. They even have, like, The Bachelorette on there.
They have stuff from Hulu. That's
yeah, I saw, noticed stuff that. From Hulu.
They got fucking Bluey on there.
Bluey,
you know, the fucking dog, you know. Bluey. Fucking.
I never saw much of Bluey.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah,
if you're a fucking 30-year-old man child.
Wearing an adult diaper.
If you're a baby, you know, it's fine. You got an excuse. But motherfuckers being like, bro, this Bluey episode made me cry. I'm like, get fucked. Please, I'm begging you to get some pussy, bro.
Shut up. Freaking Bluey. I never really saw a lot of Bluey. But I was going to say, X-Men 97 is good.
X-Men 97.
Yeah, it's good. No, I've seen like the first. I've seen like 8 episodes. It's good.
I've heard mixed things about X-Men 97.
No, it's good.
Oh man, no, I haven't seen it yet because I didn't want to watch it without watching the original one.
Oh,
because I've never seen.
Because it does continue off from the original.
I figured, yeah. But I know there is something that happens in it, which is pretty.
I mean, it kind of recaps from the original, so you don't really have to.
Yeah. But you know, I think it's still good because I've heard good things about the original. Anyways,
like a completionist, Michael.
A little bit when it comes to shows like
that's
that.
That's why I haven't finished Breath of the Wild.
That's the annoying thing about fucking Disney Plus now is that in Marvel in general is that you have to watch all these shows to even understand what's happening in
like
a fucking
Loki.
Movie.
It's like 30 days of like content right there.
Yeah, it's like Loki. Like,
I don't want to watch fucking. What is it? Stupid Cosmo and Wanda? What the fuck is her name?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
What?
The Scarlet Witch.
Oh, WandaVision?
Cosmo.
They were just talking about Marvel.
No, I don't want to watch fucking WandaVision and fucking Falcon and Winter Soldier to understand, you know, the
Falcon
fucking
and...
the Kang dynasty.
That
that's not even going to happen anymore.
Yeah, it's not even happening. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
We was Kang.
You didn't like it?
I thought it was boring.
You gotta do better, Senator.
Yeah. Falcon and Winter Soldier was boring.
Falcon, I gotta be honest, bro. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He's like, hey, you're right. You're right. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But you gotta do better, Senator.
Freaking, I was gonna say, fucking, it's another show.
But before you say that, before you get to that, I just want everybody to know, I'm team Walker in Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier all the way.
I don't understand.
Walker,
the guy who was supposed to be Captain America.
U.S. agent.
Agent. Oh,
yeah, U.S. agent.
Oh, U.S. agent. Oh, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't want to. I hear that guy doesn't even want to reprise his role anymore.
Because they made him look like they made him look like a fucking bad guy for no reason, even though he was completely in the right. The crazy thing is, he was 100% in the right.
I don't know. I just never finished it. I don't know if I can get myself to finish it. I just got bored watching it, to be honest.
I don't fucking blame you, bro.
I saw like two episodes and I watched it and I just dropped off.
I don't fucking blame you.
Loki. I saw the first season of Loki. It was interesting. Yeah. After that,
I didn't watch the second.
I fell asleep watching the second season.
I think the second season is pretty good.
I've been gone through
it. What?
I thought I got bored. And of course, like, the whole Jonathan Majors shit isn't going to, like, pull through.
I think it's still worth it.
I don't even know if that's worth watching anymore.
I've never seen Loki.
It's good. I mean, the first season's good, but after that, I fell asleep.
I've never seen. I think I've only seen, like, a couple episodes of fucking Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I've never seen.
So you haven't seen Loki. Moon Knight?
No. I hear it's good, though.
I heard mixed things.
I heard Moon Knight was okay.
I heard Moon Knight's good. But WandaVision, the first three episodes are kind of boring. After that, it gets interesting.
I agree.
Yeah, it's actually a good show. I like how they copy all those other tropes with the other TV shows. They try to do, like, an Office thing. I thought that was kind of cool. But, like, I don't know, whatever, like, they did some weird stuff in that one, too, with the whole Vision. They made, like, a second Vision.
Oh, yeah.
And they never even did anything with it.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if they're going to do anything with it yet, but
they have a lot of stuff that they kind of set up, and they never do anything with it.
What do y'all think about Robert Downey Jr. coming back as Doctor Doom?
Awful.
Holy shit.
Awful.
I think it'll be interesting.
You know, I feel mixed feelings about it, to be honest. It's bittersweet.
Awful. I think it's just straight up awful. No fucking integrity. He couldn't keep him dead. He's dead. He's fucking Iron Man. He shouldn't come back as Doctor Doom. The whole point of Doctor Doom is that he's supposed to keep his mask on. Why would you advertise Robert Downey Jr. coming back if he's not going to have the mask on? Because that just means he's going to have to take it off to show that he's Robert Downey Jr.
It's Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
Also, I don't want to hear Robert Downey Jr. be Doctor Doom. Jarvis. Jarvis, use my magic to twist this guy's balls.
Kim takes this.
Using the ball twist to sir.
Testicular torsion.
Jarvis, throw him in the testicular torsionator. At once, sir.
Oh! I was going to say, from what I'm hearing people saying is that that's going to be like a multiversal version of Doctor Doom.
They would have to.
And that they're like setting up for like the in-universe Doctor Doom. It's confusing. I don't know. I feel like this multiverse stuff is starting to like...
I'm so sick and tired of multiverse shit.
It's kind of lazy.
It is.
Yeah.
It's extremely lazy. What is it? Fucking...
The Pandaverse?
Into the Spider-Verse did it once. Is the only one that's done it good, and now everyone's trying to act like they could do it too. The rest of fucking Marvel's like,
Have you seen that South Park one? That movie on Paramount?
Oh, the Pandaverse.
Is
that the one where they have, where they're...
Kathleen Kennedy.
No, is it the one where they're all replaced with, like, female versions of themselves? And, like, Cartman's, like, a sassy black woman?
Yeah. I've seen clips of it, but...
I saw it. It was a pretty funny episode. I don't know. Some of those Paramount... The last one didn't hit, though. The last South Park special. Did you see it? The Ozempic one?
No.
It was boring, dude. It was kind of underwhelming, to be honest. It was just talking about...
Why is South Park doing specials now instead of just doing seasons?
Because they have an agreement with Paramount.
Yeah. It's crazy because on Paramount Plus, you can't watch the series. You have to watch it on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a marketing tactic. It's you buy HBO.
Multiple. Yeah.
Multiple subscriptions.
The new cable.
Yeah.
The new cable. The new cable. Rock bottom.
Mm-hmm. It's going around the circle.
I hear they're still trying to. I think they're gonna get Tom Cruise to do Iron Man for like a
multiverse. What the again. Fuck?
Yeah. I heard they're in talks with doing
Little Tom Cruise.
Miniature Tom Cruise.
Fucking
Tom, you gotta get out of
Chris, Chris Hemsworth fucking has to look down at fucking Tom Cruise. He's like, yeah, let me tell you something, man.
I was gonna say, fucking, how tall is he? He's like, what, 5'6 or something like that?
5'7, I think.
He's like 5'7.
He's fucking Martin height.
Yeah. Keep that one in there.
Yeah, I'm keeping that. I was going to say in the beginning that this podcast is for people above 5'7".
The 5'10 special.
Jeez. Oh, no. Holy crap. But no, I think... I mean, with Deadpool and Wolverine, it's I'm not going to spoil it for y'all because it's still in theaters. I mean, it's only one, two... I feel like it's a fresh shot. Yeah, it's a fresh. It feels good, you know.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. It's like a fresh.
Strays away from the Disney's.
They make fun of the Disney stuff though. They bring it up a lot, but they make fun of it, and they do throw stuff from like the Loki show.
Yeah.
In it, but it works.
If I've never seen? Will it still work if I've never seen Loki?
Yeah.
It will, but I mean, like, with the TVA stuff, I mean...
Yeah,
I mean, that, you would probably have to watch the first season.
At least the first season.
Never mind. So it won't work. Got it.
Nah, I think it works. They do a lot of crazy stuff in that movie, man.
Yeah.
I can't even... Like, I want to so badly, because I really liked what they did in this movie, but... Nah, out of respect of Randy Dillon and the audience who probably hasn't watched this movie in the time of me recording this, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. Yeah.
Not yet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I just hate what they did with the Hulk, to be honest.
Just, what? Oh, in general?
Yeah, in general with the MCU.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, is the Hulk still part of Universal?
Yeah.
I see this as probably. An absolute loss.
Well, they fucked up his whole movie series with that first actor.
Are you talking about Edward Norton?
Edward Norton?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I don't know if anybody agrees with me, but I thought Edward Norton was, like, the perfect Hulk.
Yeah, he was.
I think he did a good job.
He did a good job. It's just... And I think that Hulk was really cool on its own, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the Savage Hulk, you know? He was just... He was doing his thing. You know, he wasn't the buff IT dude.
He's not fucking Pussy Hulk.
Yeah, he's not... He's not
Nerd Hulk.
Yeah, they took a turn with that. Like, I don't like when they switch out actors like that.
Well, it's because Edward Norton wanted more money.
Yeah.
So they're like, no. And back then, Marvel wasn't the fucking big thing that it was now. So they were like, well, we kind of can, so bye-bye.
Yeah.
They did that with, I think, an Iron Man.
Yeah,
War Machine.
Yeah.
It's Don Cheadle now. I don't know who the last dude was, but it's, they changed it because he wanted to get paid more.
Yeah,
he wanted more money too.
Yeah, he wanted more money for War Machine. And
no, we're just gonna get down.
That was a big mistake on his part.
Yeah, I bet he's like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what are they gonna do with War Machine though? I mean, isn't he like paralyzed now?
They're supposed to be coming out with Armored Wars.
Now he's just crippled machine.
Oh man, but no, I think. I mean, they're supposed to make a Hulk movie or something like that. It's like
World War Hulk.
Or Planet Hulk or something
They kind of already went through the Planet Hulk thing.
Thor Ragnarok.
And then he went back... Oh, well, this is a spoiler from She-Hulk, but...
Oh, yeah.
And he went back...
I'm not going to watch that.
Nobody gives a fuck about
She-Hulk. Nobody wants to watch
Nobody that. Fucking cares about She-Hulk.
Well, he went back to the planet, and then he came back with the sun.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
He has a son.
He has a son, yeah. He does have a son.
And then Megan Thee Stallion started twerking?
Well, that was before. That happened before.
Oh, she twerked in Thor Ragnarok.
No.
And then she came, so what you're saying is that happened before, so she twerked on the Hulk and he came back with the son.
Sure.
if that's what you want.
Megan Thee Stallion is the Hulk's baby mama.
Oh my
god.
What a time we live in.
I was gonna say. Nah. I hope they redeem his character in some way or form, because like in the comics, like especially what the Hulk has going for him right now, he's really cool.
Who reads the comics?
A lot of people.
A lot of nerds.
They call him the Immortal Hulk now, and he's like really powerful.
Immortal nerds. Immortal fucking dorks.
I don't know. I mean, I try to give comics a shot, but it's just like,
bro, just read manga, bro.
It's just it's kind of the same thing. It's a lot of money to throw into. You know,
what comic do I start with? Oh, well, actually, you should start with this comic, which is Earth 347. But also, you gotta start with this superhero in issue 84. Fucking manga, be like, bro, just start volume one, chapter one.
It's
bro.
So complicated now, man.
You ever heard of Rent a Girlfriend?
What's his name?
It's an anime/manga. It's best you don't figure out what.
By
that
the way,
is.
Randy is like the manga and anime dude here.
He's the biggest weeb.
That is my interest. Yeah. I am a self-proclaimed weeb.
Yeah.
I do love my Japanese animus.
I mean, do you watch any right now? Like, what are you watching right now?
No.
Oh, wait, Michael's saying no.
I'm watching Peak is what I'm watching. You ever heard of you like BBWs?
Oh, my God.
You like elves? Well, plus size elves is the one for you.
Oh fuck! That's an actual anime.
That's an actual anime.
It's a real anime. There's 4 episodes out right now.
I've unfortunately seen some of them.
We still got 3 episodes to watch.
3 episodes.
Yes, because we watched the first episode. We watched two.
2.
So we got 2 episodes to watch.
It's not for everyone, but
it's only for the strong willed.
What are you watching this on?
No, it's not.
Hell no, we fucking watch
on the hub.
We watch it on 9 anime.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's always got that heat. Be on a side.
That would go against Crunchyroll. Would be against what we talked about earlier.
Yeah,
we have to pirate everything.
Unless you're watching it with AdBlock.
Yeah, that's true.
DuckDuckGo is good for watching stuff on.
DuckDuckGo. It's like a Chinese site.
It has its own ad blocker in it.
Yeah, I like using DuckDuckGo from time to time, but
yeah.
I also use Brave.
Never heard of that one.
I use the Brave browser.
Opera GX has its own built-in
ad
blocker.
Opera GX any good? I hear a lot about Opera GX. I hear a lot of good and I hear a lot of bad.
It's pretty good. Its ad block sometimes works.
Because
sometimes I'll still get ads,
yeah,
and I have to refresh, and then it'll still play the ad. So I just
used
have
to
watch
Firefox all the time.
Firefox is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's just, unfortunately, I'm stuck on using like Microsoft.
Edge.
Yeah.
Don't say. Oh man.
I've used it just because I have, for some reason I have passwords saved on there.
He uses Microsoft Edge instead of Microsoft Goon.
No, but I use Brave for, like, multimedia purposes. I think for school I have to use Edge.
Mm.
Yeah. Which sucks. But, no. I was going to say, though. No, honestly, I haven't really watched a lot of anime. I don't really watch a lot of anime in general. I mean,
yeah,
Dylan,
me too.
I don't watch anime.
Yeah, Dylan doesn't understand anime.
I don't like it.
He doesn't.
Any?
You've never seen an anime that you like?
Would you consider Invincible an anime?
That's not an anime.
Exactly.
That's not anime. That's far from it.
People call it anime. I don't get
it's
that.
It's not an
it's,
anime.
Yeah,
animation.
I was going to say.
It's animation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's based,
yeah, people
it's
don't
ba-
get that. Yeah.
It's based off an American comic.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
It's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't like anime at all.
It's literally made by the same guy who made the Walking Dead comics.
Oh, that's right.
And Spawn? No, Walking Dead.
No.
Oh, it's Todd
McFarlane. Robert Kirkman made Todd
McFarlane
made Spawn.
Yeah. It's under the same publisher, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Image.
I hear the Spawn's going to be in... I don't know if they're going to do Spawn, because in the comics he was in...
he's in the Invincible comics.
Yeah, he's in the Invincible comics.
I mean, so Spider-Man, but they
have Spider-Man. They've replaced him with Agent Spider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agent Spider.
What about YouTube? Y'all watch a lot of YouTube?
Well, yeah.
Depends.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
Honestly, I kind of just jump around videos,
yeah,
to be honest. I don't have a certain YouTuber I watch...
Yeah,
you know, not like when I was like in middle school.
Those YouTube shorts, those are addicting to watch.
Yeah.
Like, man, I saw my dad watching YouTube shorts on the
TV. Dude, that's my dad does that too.
On the TV?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Dude.
It's weird, dude.
It, like, I've seen it's him. Unnatural. He gets stuck in this in the swiping just with the remote. And it's like, it's a bunch of, like, random crap.
Such a brain rot garbage.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop my dad the other day. I'm like, Dad, what are you
don't
doing?
Don't be watching this.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, it's just like, and it's just like this weird, like, pseudo alpha male shit where it's like,
oh, God. Oh,
do you want to be like a rich millionaire? I was like, you know, it's like that type of stuff. Oh, like, my God. I mean, it's not my dad's not actively watching it, but it's like popping up on his feed. I'm
to
like,
be fair, a lot of.
Sits through it?
He'll sit through some stuff, but like. You're not like he's just like swiping through it on the TV. I'm like, that's that's scary.
To be fair, a lot of shorts that my dad comes across are like music related, or
yeah, so my dad too,
or just like random like animals in the wild stuff.
My dad's all of it's like music related stuff for my dad because my dad, I guess, he watches a lot of music documentaries. Yeah,
my dad does the same. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'll see my dad watching YouTube shorts, but I don't know what the fuck he watches. So sometimes I'll hear stuff. I'm like, what? I'm like, Dad, what are you watching?
He watched it on his phone.
Like, that's
or
brainwashed. So he watched it on his phone.
On his phone. It's weird on the TV though.
Yeah,
I could not imagine seeing that on my TV.
I can't comprehend the TV. I can't comprehend like TikTok on the TV.
Yeah,
it's an app. It's an app on our TV.
I feel like that. That fucking dude from SpongeBob when Mr. Krabs rewinds the TV and all the stuff just gets sucked out of his brain. that's literally like my intelligence, like leaving. If I saw that on the TV, I'd be like,
dude, honestly, man, I can't do
YouTube short. Like most, there's once in a while you see something that's actually worth watching, but for the most part, it's just random crap. It's just crap.
Yeah. It's crazy from somebody that actually makes YouTube shorts.
Well, you know, well, mine are actually kind of good, but... Yeah.
It's okay when I do it. I put effort into mine.
Well, this event. I don't know. There's just so much, like...
Do you guys have Food Fight? I have a lot of them.
You know, you see all sorts of shorts, like, just, like, scripted people going up
there. Doing stupid shit.
Yes. Yeah.
That's mainly Facebook. I've seen that, like, a bunch of that baiting videos.
Freaking Moises does that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of find that funny just because I know who he is.
Did you see the one where
he's like, "Hey, bro!"
He goes at that barber. He's like, "Hey, bro!"
Dude, I laugh so hard at that.
That was so. I was like, "Why do you approach him like that?" Like, I know it's scripted. Like, Mark was telling me it was scripted.
Well,
like,
see that. I think that's as long as it's like obvious that it's scripted. I think the. You know, you kind of make fun of the fact that it is scripted, so that's why I appreciate it.
That's why he
it.
Yelled at him.
Hey, bro. Because
hey, bro.
That's
hey,
how
bro,
you
I'm
going to
do a video for you, man. That shit was funny. I thought that was, like, really funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't done them recently, has he?
I don't think so.
I honestly, I'm not really on Instagram as much, so I couldn't really tell you what he's been posting.
Yeah.
Or anybody's been posting.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read more books.
Really? Yeah, that was crazy. When we came in, you were like, "Oh, I bought some books."
Yeah,
I was like, what the?
I got the whole Dante's Inferno and
the Divine Comedy.
Yeah, the Divine Comedy. It has Dante's Inferno, Paradiso, and
Purgatorio.
Yeah. Which I didn't even know Purgatorio and Paradiso existed. I heard about them, and I was like, you know, these are actually really nice looking stories.
The Divine Comedy is about Dante's journey through hell, purgatory, and heaven.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, so, I mean, it sounds cool, though.
You ever played the game?
Which one?
Dante's Inferno.
Oh, I have it. I have it on PS3, but I've never played it.
It's like a God of War clone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that Pokemon clone game?
Power.
Yeah, power.
See, where you have fucking guns.
Yeah, that's a freaking crazy one. I don't know. I'm pretty sure my laptop can run it, but I don't know if I want to put that on my computer.
It's weird. It's freaking weird. I don't know if it was supposed to come on PlayStation, but...
It looks like it was made by an AI.
It was a small team, and like a Japanese team, right?
I think it was like two guys who made Power World. Yeah. Two guys made Power World, and that game fucking made like millions of dollars.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I see a lot of their POW creatures do look like Pokemon, so it's like it does raise an eyebrow, but the game is actually pretty fun.
I think it's kind of silly to be like, well, this looks like that Pokemon. It's like, okay, well, Pokemon also looks like fucking real life.
So. Well, yeah, that's but
like, it's impossible to not make a monster companion game or show and then not have it look like Pokemon.
But here's the thing. Some Pokemon look like so unique, it doesn't look like it should be in the wild. But then when POW World makes something exactly like, there's no way.
Okay, but does a fucking Pikachu have a goddamn AK-47? Is Pikachu doing? Is fucking Team Rocket doing drive-bys?
Listen, man, unless you get those ROM hacks, bro.
Like, yeah, we're blasting off again, bro. Fucking boop boop boop.
What's that one mod? It's called Gary's Mod or something?
Gary's Mod?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steam, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, you could definitely. Gary's Mod.
I played that game once.
Did you hear they got rid of all their Nintendo assets?
Yeah, because Nintendo's freaking suing.
Nintendo fucking. Yeah.
They still sell their old games right for the Nintendo. Same original price?
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy.
They're selling N64 controllers.
This is a message to all entitled.
Oh, I got one for 50.
Oh, yeah, 50?
Like, the one that works with the Switch? Yeah, I got that one.
This is a message to all Entitled podcast listeners. Pirate Nintendo games.
Yeah, I used to pirate
Nintendo. Pirate Nintendo. You should still pirate.
They don't want to put most of their games on the Switch. So it's like, and you go on eBay, a lot of their prices are just like, they're too expensive.
They're not profiting off of these old.
They're
IPs.
Not profiting, like they're not.
But
they're not
could. They could if they just actually put the effort into like.
It would be one thing if they were actually doing something with them, but
there's
they're
like
not.
Little to no effort they could be putting in to like put these games on the Switch. You know.
Yeah.
I'm still surprised. What was that last Legend of Zelda game? Not Breath of the Wild, but the
Tears
one
of the Kingdom. Or
no. It was the remaster of.
Twilight Princess?
No. It was the
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker. They haven't
Wind
put
Waker
that on the
HD.
Switch.
No, yeah, they
haven't put that on the Switch.
It's on the Wii U.
Yeah, it's on the Wii U.
I mean, it needs the gamepad for like some stuff, but they could have put it on the Switch.
You could just do it with
Yeah.
I have an original copy of Wind Waker on the GameCube.
Yeah, me too.
And I got that by pure accident because I ordered a copy of Twilight Princess for the GameCube, and it took forever to come in, and I finally got it, and I was like, awesome. I fucking opened it, and I put it in the GameCube, and it loaded up, and it said Wind Waker.
Oh,
and I was like, what the fuck?
That sucks.
I played it.
It's a good game.
It took forever for me to fucking get back into it, and I finally, I got it, got stuck on one part, and then I never touched it again. And then, I think last year, I finally opened it, I finally started playing it again for like the first time. I think the last save file was from like 2014. And I finally started playing it again. I was like, dude, this game's actually really fun.
Yeah, man. Fucking, I played a little bit here and there, but I think Twilight Princess is, like, really rare. Dude. It's, like, really hard to come by.
I think on the GameCube.
For the GameCube,
yeah,
it's like really hard to come
just
by.
Just because it was a dual release, so it also came out on Wii. And there's an HD one for the Wii U.
Yeah.
And it's not on Switch. But, you know, I mean, that game came out on three different consoles, so I was like, by this time, you should probably get it.
By this time, you should probably pirate it.
Yeah, you probably should. I used to pirate N64 games.
You should always pirate
games. Yeah.
Especially, well, they have N64 online now, right? The Switch.
Yeah.
But it's still, I don't know.
It's still.
I would still just say pirate.
There's mixed feelings about it, because apparently the emulation's not really that good, you know, from Nintendo. I mean, they should, that should be, like, crisp, but.
It should, but it's. Like I said,
well, they just put it out half-assed because they know that fucking Nintendards are going to fucking eat it up.
Hell yeah.
They'll fucking eat it. They'll eat up whatever slop gets thrown in their way.
And I'm fucking full, bro. I'm eating good.
Aren't they supposed to announce the new Switch? Or like the Switch?
So, by physical year, which is... Their physical year is... ends March 31st. So, we could get the announcement next year if they really wanted to. But.
Next year, though? Dude, they're overdue for an announcement, man. Like, let's be honest. Like, the Switch is like... Dude, how is it going to hold up to the PS5?
The Switch is a family console, so it's like, anyone can play it. You can take it on the go. Like, it's... It just doesn't... It It doesn't need a match to PS5 specs or anything.
Sales
like
are
that.
Like really down right now, though.
Well,
like,
yeah, it's been out for 8 years.
Has it sold more than the PS4 though?
PS4, yeah.
It did, right?
So the Switch needs to outsell the DS and the Wii. PS2. Those are the only two consoles.
Oh yeah.
And once that.
DSs or no?
Nah.
No, they disappeared.
They stopped making the DS a long time. The 3DS was like the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard the next Switch is gonna look like a 3DS.
I don't know.
I heard it's supposed to have like two screens.
Have y'all played the Switch Lite or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has two of them.
I have nine.
What? Nine of them?
You have nine of
what
them?
The fuck?
I'm stealing them or what?
No.
She pirated them.
I have nine.
How do you have nine of them?
Dude. So, I pre-ordered the Hyrule Edition one that comes out September.
Yeah.
So, now I'm going to have 10.
Oh,
but
my God.
What is that? Does that come with a game?
It comes with the Switch Online membership for a whole year.
Oh, okay, dope.
Yeah. So, it does come with something. But no, I have nine because in my opinion, it's very collectible, and I have like pretty much all the versions that came out.
Yours are like in really good condition because I remember last time I came to your place, you had two of them. Yeah, like
two. Dude, that was I guess
like
that was a while ago.
Yeah, like three of them. You had like two on the shelf, and then you were using one of them.
Oh yeah,
if I remember.
Yeah, I have one of them that's like not even. It's not in the best condition, but it could look a lot worse. But I got it for like $70. From some kid.
I thought about buying one recently.
Yeah.
I thought about buying one, but I was like, is it worth it?
Do you have Animal Crossing?
I don't. Okay. I don't really play Animal Crossing, but it looks interesting.
Well, they have a Switch Lite that comes with Animal Crossing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's still $200. So it's
like, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Animal Crossing came out 4 years ago. That was a COVID game.
Well, it was a COVID game.
Since then, they have a bunch of updates and DLC. So, I think you'll get your money's worth.
I need to. I mean,
I don't know.
I've been curious about it lately.
Earlier, you said that the Switch has to outsell the DS, and you also mentioned the PS2.
The PS2.
I seriously doubt it's going to outsell the PS2.
I think it's possible.
You think so?
Because you don't understand this Hyrule Edition. You know, people go crazy with Zelda.
Like, people went crazy for the PS2.
Dude, yeah,
remember when the PS2 was $50 when the PS3 came out?
I remember seeing that on freaking Black Friday, dude. Like $70, and it came with like controllers and games.
Yeah.
And even with the like this next console that's going to come out, Nintendo's still going to support the Switch, so it's still going to get people buying it.
Wait, it's still going to support it?
Yeah,
I highly doubt that.
I guarantee.
They barely supported the 3DS.
They did it for like 2 years after the Switch came out.
You know what? Yeah, they actually made some pretty good games for it too.
Yeah,
they re-released Kirby's Epic Yarn and
Black Friday. Yeah. I mean, Black Friday they're probably either a bundle. I doubt they do. They don't really do price drops. But
they don't.
It's
especially with their own content too.
Yeah, I mean, it's still possible. I think they're probably like 10 million away from being in PS2.
They could do it.
That's crazy. What I'm saying. Yeah, exactly, Ray.
Dylan, did you have a PS2?
No. Oh, I only got the PS4. I had the PSP, and then I got the PS4 when it came out.
Man. I played the PS2 at my cousin's. And then I got one eventually for like $40.
Dude, you know, I saw
the PS2?
Yeah.
There was a PS2 they sold in the UK only where it came bundled inside of a TV.
What?
Nice. So it was like a flat screen TV that was kind of like a smart TV at the time. It was like 2010, 2011 when it came out. But inside the TV, there was a PS2 installed inside of it. So there was like a DVD player on the top, and you can put PS2 games in it.
I bet that's expensive.
Dude, it's like worth thousands on eBay, man.
My dad, when we lived in Okinawa, my dad had a PS2 that was like jailbroken, so it could play like Japanese games, Arabic games, like Arabic.
Oh, really?
Like it could play like region locked games.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it was fucking awesome. I
didn't know the PS2 was region locked.
Yeah, there was like it could play
a lot of them were.
It could play like certain titles.
Yeah.
But I remember watching him play Extermination. Anybody ever know that game?
No.
Basically, like John Carpenter's The Thing meets Metal Gear Solid 2.
That sounds like a crazy.
It was fucking good. It was an awesome ass game. I remember watching him play. Watching him play it.
Man, I want to. I want to try a PS2. I never owned a PS2.
There will never be another system as good as the PS2. Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. I know you like the Switch, but PS2 will always be goated.
I'm sorry, bro, but...
There will never be a video game library as good as the PS2.
Well, does the PS2 have Super Mario Odyssey, bro?
No, the PS2 had Silent Hill 2, Ace Combat 4, the Jack and Daxter series.
Jack and Daxter?
Yeah, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, fucking had Half-Life 1 for the PS2. I had a copy of Half-Life 1 for PS2.
Oh,
really? Yeah, I had Ico. I had Half-Life 1 for the PS2. I had, what was the other, Ace Combat 4. And my dumbass fucking sold them all at GameStop.
When I was
8 years old, my dumbass sold them all and fucking got like $20 out of it.
Would you get Madden 12?
I bought Assassin's Creed 2.
Assassin's Creed 2.
It's better than Madden.
I don't get that. Why do people buy sports games?
I never got that. That's what I say.
That's a whole other topic.
Just fucking go outside and play a game.
I've never owned a single sports game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've never owned one. I don't see the point of owning one. It's like,
bro, why do people play Call of Duty? Just fucking join the military.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I guess people who buy it day one usually play it year round, so they get their money's worth out of it.
But it's the same game every year.
They should know that, too. Oh, I mean, I heard the new Madden is, like, crazy looking.
I don't know.
Like, people are, like, saying it's close to, like, the actual freaking TV. Like,
so just watch it on TV.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Just get a controller and just fucking watch it on TV and go, like, oh, shit.
Dude, my cousin used to play Madden for money. Like, he used to make money off of Madden. Like, it was, like, a side hustle, but he used to do, like, little tournaments here and there. Yeah.
I should just get a football and just
throw it around. Just throw join a semi-pro league or something. Join the XFL.
I don't know, my favorite sports game is like NBA Jam. I think
I had NBA. Okay, I had NBA Jam.
Do you have the remake or
iPod Touch?
Oh, okay.
the one where freaking Obama was in it.
Obama.
He was like DLC, I think. Because in the OG one, you can play as Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was unlocked.
Just got a fucking interference, man. That's what I call a touchdown.
Was
a AI,
bro?
Oh,
when's the next one going to have Donald Trump in it, though?
Oh, shit, no.
They're going to put up a GTA.
I just made the fastest touchdown. They said it couldn't be done. They said you couldn't make this touchdown. We did it in record time. Holy Kamala shit. Harris could never get a touchdown as good as me.
Oh, shit. No, man. Freaking, I don't understand the whole sports game thing, though. Like, remember when we were at the Airbnb and these guys were just playing 2K the entire time?
Dude, I mean...
Like, that was, like, a good portion of their time there. They were just playing 2K for, like, a day.
Well, see, I mean, yeah, they were doing that on the TV while... Yeah. You know, we just had our Switch and
we were playing Smash Bros.
A good game.
We were playing 2K.
They were playing Moy and someone else. They were playing 2K while Chris was getting crossed up in real life by his little boy.
No, we're not talking about that. I mean, the only sports game I played... Okay, so I lied. The only sports game I played, and Michael, you've played these two, were SmackDown versus Raw. WWE SmackDown versus Raw. Those were technically sports games, so we played those. But they're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably played one of those like a long ass time ago.
Which one?
I don't know.
So which one?
One of them. Which one? I owned 06. I owned 08 and 09. 08. Actually, no.
I probably had 06.
I had 07. I had 07, 09, and 010. But 09 got stolen.
Oh, man.
The whole PSP got stolen.
Damn.
And then I got 010 for Christmas, and I played a lot of it. I like the creative characters. That was, like, my favorite scene. That was, like, my favorite thing to do for, like, wrestling games is to, like, make your own characters. And, dude, did you ever... you know they made some for the GameCube, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I had Day of Reckoning. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't play that one.
Dude, that was a good game, dude. That was my childhood right there. And I remember making, like, freaking Spider-Man and
whatnot. What the?
Dude, they had, like, Spider-Man type of costumes where it was, like, they didn't say it outright.
Yeah.
But it was, like, oh, this is webbed. This is a webbed costume. and they like have the pants that look just like Spider-Man. I'm like, you pretty much played as Spider-Man. Yeah. You can pretty much create Spider-Man.
That's cool.
And then like, oh, they, it was working like the SmackDown games, right, where you can play as Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
What the?
He was an unlockable, dude. That was like, it wasn't for the GameCube, but it was for like the PS2 and the.
I think Fred Durst actually was in a lot of video games.
Yeah.
Because oh,
yeah,
he had a deal. Career. He had a deal where like, if you asked him to be in a video game, he was like, "Sure, I'll be in the video game, but I have to be playing myself as the character. Like, I just have to be Fred Durst." And so they would just put Fred Durst in a video game.
Wasn't he in Pro Skater? Or he was like in the Tony Hawk games.
I know Spider-Man was in a Tony Hawk game.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I had that one. I think he was in. I forgot which Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I think it was Pro Skater 1. That Spider-Man was in there.
Did he? What did he do? Did he swing webs?
You skate.
You skate.
Ones, yeah.
Wasn't there one where Shrek was in it?
I've never seen.
I think there was one where Shrek was in it. Let me look it up.
I don't think he was actually. I don't think Shrek was in a Tony Hawk game.
I
think those are just. Those are just mods, dude.
No, I could have sworn
Someone's
Shrek was in
on
it.
PC, dude.
Hold on, Shrek.
That's like seeing like those the ones where like anime girls are like.
Dude.
Yeah, like in, for Tony Hawk.
Frickin', we were at when I was in Austin. We went to this toy museum and they had like video games. Dude, they had like the whole. I don't know if you saw my story, but dude, you know like those whole like Xbox demo setups where they had like the controllers? They had that. And they had a bunch of games where you could like change out and play them on there. And most of them didn't work, but I played one of the Tony Hawk games and it was pretty fun. Nice. I tried playing Half-Life 2. They had Half-Life 2 on the original Xbox. And I was surprised they had that on there, but it didn't work.
Damn.
Yeah. I remember when we went to that, what store was it? At La Quintera. That had an Xbox.
Oh,
I think it was Zoomies, and it had like had
yeah.
Like, what game was it? I think it was the remastered Pro Skater.
Okay,
or was it one of the just skate games? Like the
yes, it's true. Shrek was an unlockable in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
I wasn't arguing. I was just like,
no. I'm just, I'm just saying, he's in Underground 2. He's in Pro Skater Underground 2. He can play as Shrek.
That's crazy,
right?
Now I want to get that game.
I think I have Tony Hawk Underground 1. I have Pro Skater 1, 2, and then I have Tony Hawk Underground.
I don't know. The first skate game I played was on the Game Boy Color. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I played the Tony Hawk
That's
games.
Insane. How does that look?
Dude, it looked bad, but I
can imagine.
I did have fun with it, kind of.
Alright.
It was so good that I sold the game.
It was so good you had to let someone else try it for 20 for 20 bucks.
So, not even. I sold the Game Boy Color for $5 back in middle school.
Oh.
I know. And then I was like, oh, do you want the game? He's like, no.
Anybody want one?
I'm still drinking this.
Are you still drinking that?
Yeah. It's round two for you.
Round three for me.
God damn.
Big boy.
Well, it's Twisted Tea. It's, you know, once you drink a man's beer, you know.
I have an Ultra.
Once you drink a beer of the Samurai.
Don't you have the Yulings? Can I have a Yuling next?
I don't have a Yingling. I have a Kirin. I have Kirin in the fridge.
Oh, there's the Kirin. Can I try a Kirin?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've never had a Kirin.
Yeah,
try it. I'm done with this one, of course.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm about to get one after I finish this one.
Oh, man. Nah, I remember the last one, though. When I was playing it at that museum, I was playing the one Pro Skater game. I was playing this freaking Bam Majera. He was at a convention here in town recently.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Crystal and I wanted to go see him. We were like, we want to see Bam Majera. See how he's doing, that freaking train wreck. Holy crap, dude. He's
isn't it the guy from Jackass?
Yeah, but he's also a skater.
Yeah, I heard he's fucked up.
Dude, he's like, yeah, he's his man. Well, his manager screwed him over, too. I mean, it's not just him. They're kind of enabling his like bad behavior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just gives them, they just steal his money, and he just kind of makes an ass out of himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Honestly. I mean, I hear he's doing better. I mean, he posted a video of him skating recently, so... I mean, at least he's doing better. Did y'all ever watch Jackass?
I fucking love Jackass.
I used to watch it with my parents, weird enough. I used to watch it
I remember when I lived... when I lived in Okinawa.
Yeah.
My parents were watching the episode where... they were in Okinawa.
Oh, really?
And they're fucking, I think they were wearing, like, Speedos or something. They're wearing something like diapers or whatever, but they filled the diapers up with krill. And they went out to go. They went out to go with the whale sharks. With the whale sharks, yeah. And the whale sharks are fucking trying to eat them because they fucking smelled the krill. This show is so funny.
Didn't they do one with gorillas where they like dressed up as bananas or something like that, and they like tried to like harass these gorillas?
And the gorillas got fucking scared. Yeah, yeah. No. They were dancing. I think that was Wild Boys.
Oh,
I think that was Wild Boys. Okay. Or they were dressing as gorillas and they fucking were dancing in front of the gorillas, and the gorillas saw them just as bananas in the foot. They got freaked out.
Holy crap. Dude, imagine that.
The fucking Japan one was so funny. Who was it? I don't know what his name was, but he would just fucking like tear off his clothes, and he would be wearing like this really short Speedo that would like barely have his balls contained, and he'd be fucking like dancing like a rave, and the fucking Japanese police were trying to like arrest him.
Was it Wee Man or?
No, it wasn't Wee Man.
Oh, it wasn't.
I think it was the other guy that was with Steve-O in Wild Boys.
Was he a big guy?
He's pretty big, I guess.
Oh.
Who was the guy that was with Steve-O in Wild Boys?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. But he went to this fortune teller, and he's like, this Japanese fortune teller, he's like, what's my fortune? And he goes, wait a minute. I know my fortune. It's the dance! And he fucking, fucking turns and fucking starts dancing again.
Let me see. Who was the other guy? Wild Boys.
But the whale shark one was really funny. They also
that one was funny.
They grabbed a slug. They grabbed a sea cucumber.
Yeah.
And they're like, when you grab sea cucumbers, they release like a mucus. Uh-huh. So they fucking grabbed it and they're pretending to jack off with it.
It was him and Chris.
Steve-O and Chris.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, I didn't know you were there. It's like, I'm on fucking Wild Boys.
What if we tried doing a Jackass type of thing with the titles?
No.
No. That's not really a thing.
I don't think you should do that. I think you'd probably we would have to make sure we would have to use bumps as our testimony to make sure the stunts are safe.
He'll be our Wee Man. Man. I mean, freaking, I was gonna say, I don't know. I don't think that stuff's really relevant anymore.
Of course it's not relevant anymore. Not. MTV's not relevant anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Did y'all see that one thing that Steve did on his channel, though?
No.
What he did... I mean, this is, like, post-Jackass. Like, when he was kind of, like, doing just YouTube stuff on his own. He fucking went to the beach and, like, was starting to, like, throw, like, jellyfish on himself. He was throwing, like, these giant jellyfish. And he was, like, trying to wear one as a sombrero, but he was, like, stinging himself. Yeah, dude.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, those days are long gone.
He's all cleaned up now.
Yeah, he's cleaned up. Didn't he post a video of him having sex with his girlfriend?
What?
I don't know.
He did some weird shit on social media.
I just know that Steve-O's cleaned up. He's sober. He's vegan now. He's all big into animal conservation.
He's a completely different guy then.
That's yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Let's talk Mr. Beast.
I never grew up with Mr. Beast, and I don't care to talk about him. He's not going to be relevant in the next 10 years.
I'll probably say, yeah.
Unless he decides to run for office, which is going to be stupid.
No, I do like talking about internet drama. We are talking about our interests, my interests are talking about internet drama.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Boogie?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boogie 2988. Yeah. For those who do not know, Boogie 2988 is interesting character. I mean,
he's gotten still into some controversy.
Yeah,
he's still alive.
That big guy? Huh? Do you know what the he did recently?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, he faked him having cancer. He said he had cancer, but it wasn't cancer.
Yeah, he faked having cancer.
Yeah.
Just had a fart.
He went on to the Lolcow podcast with Keemstar and Wings of Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept asking him to show off his medical records. And he's like, no. He's like, I'm not going to show my medical records. They're like, well, how do we know I have cancer? He's like, because the doctor told me. And they're like, okay, well, you should have it on your medical records if you have cancer. He's like, I don't need to show that. I have a right to privacy. And he just wouldn't budge. And he finally fucking, after like days, he finally revealed that he didn't have cancer. That the doctor didn't tell him he had cancer. And
I don't know. Boogie just kind of seems like a train wreck to me.
And he scammed his audience, too. He also scammed his audience out of money because he was running a crypto scam.
Oh, yeah. And he was posting with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
His,
that he's totally not holding hostage.
Yeah.
Who's like different. he's like
isn't she like 20 and he's like 40?
He's about to be 50.
Oh, he's about to be 50. Holy shit.
49 and his girlfriend's like, I think, 21 now.
Holy She's probably crap. Waiting for him to kill over and take
all his fucking inheritance money. Yeah. Well, what inheritance? He has all his fucking money.
Yeah, dude, did you see that shit where he was like trying to do like that mock interview with that one girl and she was like
No, that wasn't a mock interview. That was a real thing.
That was a real interview?
That was a documentary where he was trying to, like, get a job, and they're asking him what he's done, and he fucking made an absolute fool of himself.
He was like, so I haven't worked in, like, 10 years.
He's like, I haven't worked in 10 years. I did porn. He's basically just, like, saying the worst possible things, and she was like, I don't think there's really anything we can do for you. Yeah. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, well, I tried.
He was like, he also said he was a felon.
Oh yeah,
because he was a felon because of that one. Because
of that one, altercation where he shot the gun.
Yeah, he pulled a gun on some dude that like decided to come to his house and stream it.
What?
Frank Castle.
Frank Castle, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
He fucking shot. He's like, I'll shoot a warning shot. He's like, do it, fucking.
Yeah.
And it was near a school zone, so he he got arrested.
Yeah, he pretty much. I mean, if it wasn't for YouTube, man, this guy would be dead, or he'd be like, I don't know, man, he'd be. Yeah, I don't understand.
Autism has been like the biggest like mainstream nowadays.
Does he have autism?
He does not have autism.
No, but like autistic shit that people do. It draws in views.
People just say they have autism now.
Yeah.
People just self-diagnose that they have autism as an excuse to defend the fact that they have no fucking social skills.
Yeah,
like a lot of things that are attributed to autism can literally just be fixed if you just, you know, go out and talk to people or just work on it.
Yeah, well,
not saying that there's people who don't have. Who don't have not saying that autism isn't real or that like people debilitating, you know, social anxiety or something like that, but a lot of people who self-diagnose can literally just fucking go fucking work out. And
dude,
like,
just like those girls on TikTok, they were like self. I mean, I don't even think it was self-diagnosis, but it's like they were
just making it for like
autism.
A money grab.
But it wasn't just that. They were also claiming they had Tourette's too. They were like doing like fake shit about it. They were like faking it. Yeah, they were faking it for social media. But yeah, you know, I don't know, man. Boogie is just the dude's. I don't know, man. How much time do you think he has?
Not a lot of time left, man.
I mean,
the only person keeping his lights on right now is fucking Keemstar, and Keemstar pretty much gave up on him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which I don't know, man. If you're relying on Keemstar to fucking keep your lights on, I think it's over.
Yeah. I mean, does he still do Drama Alert? I honestly don't know. Is Drama Alert even a thing anymore?
I think he still does Drama Alert.
He does.
But,
I thought he retired.
But he makes. I think he makes more money on the Lolcow podcast anyway. The fucking Wings Jeez. Of Redemption.
That's another character.
Man,
some
Wings would have been good.
Yeah. I never really cared much about Keemstar. I mean, I watched a little bit of him when I was like in like senior year of high school, and like maybe like a couple of years after that, and then like I think I lost like complete. I mean, I never really had much respect for him. I mean, if anything, I was like really indifferent. But when he had Etika on, like, yeah, that I was like I completely despised this guy.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, because fucking Etika just. Oh man.
I think
I was upset after that whole Etika thing. I was like, "You gotta be kidding me!" Like,
I never watched Keemstar. I think the only time I knew about Keemstar was because of that old IDubbbz content cop that he did about him.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all I knew about him, and I just kind of wrote him off because, you know, I liked IDubbbz, but now I don't like IDubbbz. Now I don't like either of them. I don't really don't care for Keemstar. I don't like IDubbbz.
I mean, I don't watch his content at all. You know, he's actually from San Antonio.
IDubbbz?
Yeah, he's from San Antonio. Now he lives in California.
I did not know that IDubbbz is from San Antonio.
That's crazy, right? I found out. I was like,
how long did he live here for?
Let me see.
Making us look bad.
He's probably born here and then.
He's, I'm just gonna assume that he was born here and then his parents moved like after he was born.
Let me see. IDubbbz.
That's where, dude, I see so many people that are like from San Antonio, and then I'm like, man, y'all just make us look bad. San Antonio's not making San Antonio look bad. Challenge is fucking impossible. It's y'all two right now. Right now it's you two, Mike and Chris. Fucking y'all need to make San Antonio look good right now. You need to fucking hit 1 million subs already, bro. You need to become the Mr. The Alamo. You need to become the Alamo Mr. Beast, bro.
You're gonna have some competition,
dude. Alamo City's Mr. Beast.
We don't even have a lot of famous people from San Antonio, do we?
No.
What about Shawn Michaels? Is he now?
Oh, I was gonna say Shawn Michaels, but I'm like Shawn Michaels. I mean, only wrestling fans know Shawn Michaels.
He's pretty big. He's a pretty well-known guy.
He is. Mark Henry's from San Antonio too.
There you go, man.
But I mean, like I said, not a lot of people know about Mark Henry.
Well, I feel like
what show was out, wasn't Mark Henry in some show recently? Or like a while ago, wasn't he in like Breaking Bad or something?
Doesn't George Strait live in San Antonio?
George Strait? Let me see.
Yeah, didn't he live in the Dominion?
Time to look up. Let's see. Let's look up all the famous people from San.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, dude. I'm playing footsies with Michael right now.
Oh, okay. So there's actually quite a few famous people.
He sold his home.
Michelle Rodriguez is from San Antonio.
Oh, really?
Michelle Rodriguez, Henry Thomas, Jared Padalecki.
Jared Fogle.
God.
I like that Smiling Friends freaking reference, yeah, to be honest. Did you see that episode? They were like, stupid. Jared Fogle. I was like, oh no.
Wasn't that the guy that was on the Subway commercials?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was
Austin Mahone is from San Antonio.
Really?
Megan Thee Stallion.
What?
Probably a hooker.
She may have grown up in Houston, but Megan Thee Stallion was actually born
in San Antonio
in 1995.
Holy shit.
I take it back, Megan Thee Stallion. I love you.
I guess, yeah.
Pendleton Ward. Pendleton Ward. I forgot he's from San Antonio.
Wait, isn't Bessel Pluma from San Antonio?
I don't know who the hell that is. But Pendleton Ward's the guy who created Adventure Time.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, Pendleton. I was thinking of Pessel Pluma, but no. Yeah, Pendleton Ward? I didn't know that.
Pendleton Ward's from San Antonio. Let's see. Rick Riordan's from San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Rick Riordan, the guy who made Percy Jackson.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Let me see. Bessel.
Jesse Borrego.
Probably born in Laredo.
No, he was born in Mexico. Zapopan, Mexico. But he did go to a school near San Antonio, though.
What famous celebrities live in San Antonio? Eva Longoria lives in San Antonio.
No, does she really?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
What? Shaquille O'Neal's from San Antonio. I forgot what school he went to. I forgot what? About that.
He went to Warren.
Warren is from the 90s. Warren came out in like the 90s, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I forgot. Wait. He went to Churchill?
Sports?
No.
I don't know.
His ties to San Antonio stem from his tenure with the Spurs during the twilight of his illustrious basketball career. I did not know that he was a thing in the Spurs.
He was not the Spurs.
While no longer donning the team's jersey, O'Neal maintains a residence in the city, occasionally gracing its streets with his larger-than-life presence.
He was born in New Jersey.
But
he went to school here in San Antonio, though. He went to high school here.
It says he played with the Spurs. Fucking who else? George Strait.
No, Shaquille O'Neal didn't play for the Spurs.
It says right here, Shaquille O'Neal, his ties to San Antonio stem from his tenure with the San Antonio Spurs during the twilight of his career. It's like when he was just coming out, just making it big.
Hold on.
George Strait lives in San Antonio. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. You know? Michelle Rodriguez lives in San Antonio. Oh, yeah. She does live in San Antonio. Tommy Lee Jones lives in San Antonio.
Yeah, he does. He does. My mom... Okay, so here's a fun fact. So when my mom used to be a teller at a bank, she actually... Or not a teller, but she used to work at a bank, like, here in San Antonio, like, back in, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
And she used to cash his checks. Like,
really?
One of his, like, personal assistants used to come to the bank... And my mom would see, it's him, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, Carlos Santana.
also lives in San Antonio. Who's Jared Padalecki?
Wait, did you say Santana?
Carlos Santana.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
San Antonio, Fon Sensisori, where he resides with his family. Jared Padalecki was from Supernatural. Yeah. The more you know.
He did not play for the Spurs.
What the fuck?
Shaquille O'Neal did not play for the Spurs.
So this thing lied to me.
It lied to you. He didn't. He made a statement.
Gemini?
He made a statement where he could have went to the Spurs, but no, he's never went on. I was like,
did the AI tell you that or what?
No, he never played.
No, it was an article.
He played for a high school. He played for a high school at San Antonio, but like in the Spurs, no, he never. I was like, what the fuck?
Orlando Magic, Lakers.
I know he played for the Magic, Heat, and of course the Lakers. So
the Suns, Cavaliers, the Celtics.
How y'all feel about
that? So that article just fucking lied to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, we're gonna have freaking audience members being like, "Yo, he did not play for the Spurs."
My bad. Look,
I was like,
I read from an article. I read from an article that it says he played for the Spurs.
Dennis Rodman played for the Spurs.
My bad, boys.
Freaking Dennis Rodman was a freaking psycho.
Michael, you've been awfully quiet.
Yeah.
Dude, well, everybody's looking up facts, bro. I'm just seeing what's true.
apparently, nothing is true.
Michael, so, you know Dennis Rodman.
Everything is permitted.
No.
Dennis Rodman is, he's like an eccentric character.
Dennis Rodman, isn't he the guy that hangs out with Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. He was the dude that went to freaking North Korea.
And has those fucking piercings.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best.
In his prime, when he used to play for the Spurs, he was in the WCW.
Okay.
That's crazy, right? He was a wrestler and a basketball player at the same time.
Damn.
He would fly over to matches.
I see.
Yeah.